This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Advocates are hopeful Wisconsin's new Office of Violence Prevention will make a difference, but could its funding be in jeopardy? Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Reggie Moore heads community safety at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He formerly led Milwaukee's Violence Prevention Office during a critical period following a 70% increase in homicides in 2015.
The fact that cities are getting smarter on crime and the impact that these types of interventions can have in addressing violence before it happens, I think is something that people understand that we should be doing.
He says that starts with a public health approach to preventing gun violence. It's that approach, he adds, that contributed to Milwaukee's 4-year decline in homicides and non-fatal shootings beginning in 2016, one of the biggest declines in the country at the time. While violence prevention offices are not new, larger investments in them are. Moore says in 2016, when he started leading the Milwaukee office, few existed.
For hundreds of years, the country has taken a criminal justice approach solely to this issue, but understanding the fact that this is also a public health crisis and hearing the governor declare this the year of the kid, I think is timely given the fact that since 2020, gun violence has become the leading cause of death of children.
Governor Evers announced he's directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds are from the American Rescue Plan Act and will provide grants to school districts, law enforcement agencies, and nonprofits to help reduce gun violence. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like these. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win 3 Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first 2 threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep. There's green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy, and based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, I am joined by Mr. Matt King, CEO of Hunger Task Force. Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me. I'm doing a lot better now that I got a little Stevie Wonder in. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I have a great relationship with the Hunger Task Force going back many, many years. I forgot this former CEO.
Yeah, how many?
Huh?
Yeah.
Her name?
Yeah, Sherry Tussler.
Sherry Tussler. So Sherry Tussler, and at a different time in my life, and when she was, you know, really starting to build, she did a tremendous job with Hunger Task Force and committed her life to it. And if you look at it now, it's amazing what one person's vision can really, when it becomes a reality. And that's kind of what Hunger Task Force is today. 50 years, right?
Yeah, 50 years. Hunger Task Force was founded in 1974. It was actually founded by a group of local teachers, concerned citizens, parents in particular, who really got together and started organizing around the issue of the lack of school meals in the city of Milwaukee. And they were seeing the effects, of hunger and malnutrition on, in particular, kids' ability to learn and to thrive and be successful. And so they got together and organized the first school breakfast programs in Milwaukee. And so that history goes back 50 years. But as you said, Sherry, for 27 of those years up until last year, was the head of it. And to your point, I mean, seeing what one person's dedication and then multiplied by the support of the community can really do.
You know, I have, when you guys first moved to where you are now and where you were before, and just seeing the massive size of the facility that you're at now really is, I don't know if I can say it's a testament or testimony or if it really is a condemnation that the wealthiest nation on earth has to have what the Hunger Task Force is doing. That, let's talk a little bit about what the Hunger Task Force does first, sir.
Yeah, so Hunger Task Force, you know, in addition to that focus on childhood hunger that I mentioned, we also operate a network of food pantries, meal sites, and shelters across the city of Milwaukee. We have a statewide association of now over 200 organizations that are all in the work of hunger relief and who are serving their communities. So in addition to serving Milwaukee, we now are across the state of Wisconsin and working with independent organizations that serve not only urban but rural communities as well.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Matt King. He is the CEO of Hunger Task Force. You know, sir, it is still, you know, mind-boggling to me that a nation with a burgeoning economy, the most, you always hear people say, we've got the greatest economy in the entire world. But yet there are people who are hungry in it. There are people who don't believe, Matt, that there are people who are hungry in this economy.
Yeah. Well, I think what we've all experienced, over the last 5 years in particular of rising costs has really had an effect on this issue. And so when we have seniors in our community who are living on a fixed income, but the price of everything around them is going up, they end up having to make tough decisions. And they're making decisions about affording their medicine and keeping a roof over their heads. And so a lot of the time, this is how hunger surfaces in our community, is parents making the decision to skip meals so that their children can be fed, or families having to skip meals because they're going to keep the roof over their head first. So it may look different in the United States, but the reality is that for many who are living in poverty or living just, on the edge of poverty, they're one emergency away, one medical emergency, a medical bill, one car repair away from this kind of food insecurity. And so that is also why in the United States, we have the ability to create this safety net. And so the safety net is there to catch people when they fall. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Matt, it is telling that the two demographics that are hurt the most in this are the youngest and the elders who need this the most. It says something that we don't look out for our future or our past. And so if it wasn't for, the Hunger Task Force and all the people who volunteer for you to make it happen, and even the people who make the donations, we're looking now, Matt, at a time when there's talk about cutting the social safety net, meaning probably even cuts coming to your program. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Yeah, it's very concerning. We know that in the next month, as we head towards a budget reconciliation, there have already been some early proposals that will cut the SNAP program, also known as Food Share in Wisconsin, or food stamps historically. And what we saw during the pandemic, when this program was funded, we actually had record low visits to our food pantry network. And that's because people had the ability to go to the store and to buy the foods that are appropriate for their family. And that's the most dignified way for people to access food is with money from their jobs and at the grocery store, so they can pick the foods that are healthy and even culturally relevant and comfortable for their family. We saw that during the pandemic when this was funded and food pantry traffic went down. But cuts to SNAP would be devastating. And the other one is school meals. There are some early proposals that will make it more difficult for families to enroll in school meals, will make it more difficult for schools to provide meals. We anticipate that if any of those go through, we are going to see a real pinch on families and families with children in particular.
You know, if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Matt King. He's the CEO of the Hunger Task Force, and we're going to get into the mobile market that you provide. But before we go there, I just want people to try to wrap their minds around the fact that we throw away more food. I mean, with the amount of food that we throw away in this nation, we could feed the world. And yet, you know, in order to keep the prices artificially high, we throw away food. And so the people who struggle the most amongst us go hungry. And if it wasn't for organizations like Hunger Task Force, let's talk now. And our phone line's open as always at 855-752-4842. Let's talk about, you know, the mobile market, what that is, and when it came about, and how many different markets you provide.
Great. Yeah, so the mobile market is essentially a grocery store on wheels that travels through Milwaukee County. It visits neighborhoods and communities that have limited access to fresh and healthy foods. And so some people refer to that as like a food desert. Food deserts are basically neighborhoods that have limited access to affordable food. Typically, a food desert is characterized by a significant portion of the population being low income, living below the poverty line, and having limited transportation. So many different ways to measure that, whether it's the distance to a market, an income threshold, or how you define affordable food. But the key thing to think about is reasonable access to healthy and affordable food.
You know, the short-sightedness of those who, you know, don't agree or don't believe in this program, because if you don't have healthy children, guess what? You're not going to have healthy adults, right?
That's right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right, Earl. I mean, this is a public health issue. Access to healthy food is a determinant of health, and residents who live in food deserts often have nutritional deficiencies, and that increases their risk of things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, you know, other health issues.
Which long term really exasperates and puts stress on the health industry. Hang on, Matt. 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Matt King. He's the CEO of the Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee. You can join us at 855-752-4842. And I want to talk a little bit about the same issues existing in rural America.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
The John and Gordy Show.
We still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about? You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. Looks very much like a cleaning guy.
That is our cleaning
guy. Oh, that's
our
cleaning guy. He feels his responsibility to clean this office, even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony,
for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't been working. Okay, so yep. No big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's... Okay, you stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Matt King. He's the CEO of the Hunger Task Force. So Matt, how do people know, where the trucks are going to be and what is the process?
Yeah, so best place for people to go if they would like to visit the mobile market is to go to hungertaskforce.org. They can also give us a call, 414-777-0483. But hungertaskforce.org has a list of all the current spaces where they can go to visit the mobile market. The mobile market is, as we talked about, basically a grocery store on wheels. We partner with Piggly Wiggly, and so we make sure that it's stocked with dairy, fruits,
fresh fruits and vegetables.
All fresh. That's right. All fresh and all discounted. So what we do is leverage the partnership with Piggly Wiggly as well as donor donations and grants to help make the price lower so that it truly is affordable access to healthy food.
Meats as well.
And meats as well. That's right. And then we also really, we just listen to people in the neighborhood to talk to them about what they'd like to see on the market. As an example, we have a stop that's in a predominantly Muslim community. And so there was a request for halal meats, and we were able to accommodate that request and provide some halal meats as well.
So how many vehicles do you have?
So right now, it's actually one vehicle, Earl, but it makes multiple stops a day. So at this point, we have 35 stops throughout the month. And the discount right now is 25%. So it's 25% off of the store.
So is it through Milwaukee County? Or what is the logistics?
The 35 stops right now are all throughout Milwaukee County.
Wow. So what is the process? What do you have to provide something to show that you are in need before you can, you know, participate in this?
No, the mobile market is open to anyone to shop at. There's a 25% discount. People are also able to use their food share benefits or their SNAP resources inside the market as well.
You know, I've seen the market. I've seen it's a yeah, it's a huge semi trailer, and really the wrap that you have on it, nobody can mistake what actually is happening with it, right?
Yeah. It's definitely easy to spot. One of the things that we do is we really focus on senior housing, and for local seniors, oftentimes transportation is a huge barrier to accessing healthy food. And they also oftentimes are dealing with limited mobility or disabilities. And so we will pull the mobile market right up outside of a senior housing facility. And so the seniors can just come downstairs and do their shopping.
You know, Matt, if nothing else, I'm so thankful to have had you on this morning. We're going to have to do it again because what you bring is factual information to many people who have been misled to believe that there aren't people struggling and hungry in this nation and that people are hungry because they want to be. You know that conception is out there, right?
Yeah, no one chooses to be hungry, Earl.
No, they really don't. And again, the wealthiest nation on earth, we should have no problem feeding the people of this nation. And really, in many instances, we can feed people of the world. And so it is always great to know that there's an organization like yours that does the work that it does. And so if somebody wants to volunteer for Hunger Task Force, what's the process, sir?
Yeah, we rely upon the support of the community and volunteers in particular. We host 15,000 volunteers on an annual basis, so we literally could not do what we do without the help of volunteers. People can sign up on hungertaskforce.org. You'll find a volunteer, and we really appreciate the support of the community.
Well, I want to thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor to have you over these airways. You've reached people from across this state. And I'm sure if people have questions, what's the number they can call? And what's the site?
Yeah, they can go to hungertaskforce.org or 414-777-0483. Thanks for having me, Earl.
Well, we got to do it again. I'll make sure we reach out to you.
Let's do it again.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the hard work. And tell everybody at the Hunger Task Force, we support them 100% civic media. Thank you. All right. 855-752-4842. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I got some other stuff I want to talk about, but it's still your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on your Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Advocates are hopeful Wisconsin's new Office of Violence Prevention will make a difference, but could its funding be in jeopardy? Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Reggie Moore heads community safety at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He formerly led Milwaukee's Violence Prevention Office during a critical period following a 70% increase in homicides in 2015.
The fact that cities are getting smarter on crime and the impact that these types of interventions can have in addressing violence before it happens, I think is something that people understand that we should be doing.
He says that starts with a public health approach to preventing gun violence. It's that approach, he adds, that contributed to Milwaukee's four-year decline in homicides and non-fatal shootings beginning in 2016, one of the biggest declines in the country at the time. While violence prevention offices are not new, larger investments in them are. Moore says in 2016, when he started leading the Milwaukee office, few existed.
For hundreds of years, the country has taken a criminal justice approach solely to this issue, but understanding the fact that this is also a public health crisis and hearing the governor declare this the year of the kid, I think is timely given the fact that since 2020, gun violence has become the leading cause of death of children.
Governor Evers announced he's directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds are from the American Rescue Plan Act and will provide grants to school districts, law enforcement agencies, and nonprofits to help reduce gun violence. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like these. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film was in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more show is fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The John and Gordy Show.
Now let's talk about the airplane crash, all right? They had air traffic controllers who were short people. They weren't short in
like
size
4 feet,
people.
4 foot. 10.
They were short employees.
They couldn't see the screen.
They couldn't see.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I remember when I used
used to play shoot 'em up,
shoot 'em up, bang bang,
baby. I remember when I chased the girls and beat 'em up. But I was young and didn't understand. But now I'm a grown up man. I know girls are made for kissing. Never knew what I was missing.
All right, welcome to back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, I was wrestling with some things over the weekend. As I was listening to all of these things that are taking place in this nation, and, you know, knowing the history of our nation and knowing where our nation is positioned and that we like to always be in front of the world, and we want to make sure that we have a prominent role in it. And so I don't know how you want to lead in things and you don't place humanity first. So here's the definition of humanity. Humanity is the human race, which includes everyone on earth. It's also a word for the qualities that make us human, such as the ability to love and have compassion, be creative, and not be a robot or alien. The word humanity is from the Latin humanitas, for human nature, kindness. Humanity includes all the humans, but it can also refer to the kind of feelings humans often have for each other. But when you talk about humanity, you could just be talking about people as a whole. When people do bad things, it tests your faith in humanity. When people ask for money to help feed starving children, they're appealing to your sense of humanity. Now, I choose to live my life from the perspective of being a part of humanity first. Not that I'm an American, but that I'm a human being first. And all the other nationalities come after that. And so if I'm living from the perspective of humanity first, I feel the pain of my brother. I feel the pain of my sister. Humans, that doesn't matter what language they speak. That doesn't matter what the color of their skin. That doesn't matter their national origin or their religious affiliation. It means all of those people are part of humanity. Why is that such a foreign reality for so many people in this country? I will never understand it. And at 70 years of life, I'll go to my grave and people won't understand the importance of humanity. We run from the definition of that. We act as though that's a foreign word. That's an angry word. You know why? Because we're better than other human beings. We in our souls and in our spirits in this nation have been led to believe that we are better than somebody else. When the truth of the matter is, you're not. It's only in your mind. You cannot be better than another human being. For we got here the same way and we're going to leave the same way. So all of that stuff, I got all this money, I got all this wealth. What is it? When your whole life is focused on gaining those things and missing out on what this life is really about. Let me do this before I go to the phone lines. What can U.S. Foreign Aid accomplish? Let Fred Buerkle explain. Now, we pulled out of the World Health Organization because people say we can't afford it. These are the human beings. You don't get to pick what nation you're born in. Right? And so because of the luck of the draw, you're born in a third world nation. Does that mean that as a human being, you shouldn't have the same thing that other human beings have as it relates to being able to live a healthy life on this planet? Since we're only here for a short period of time, 855-752-4842. If I'm in error, 855-752-4842, I'd like to hear your side of the story. But I know I'm not in error because I know that I'm a human being first. I'm an American second. I'm a Black American third. But I'm a human being first. So one of Donald Trump's first vengeful acts in his second term as president was to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization, as we've all heard over the last week or so. The first government agency he and Elon Musk have sought to destroy is the U.S. Agency for International Development, better known as USAID. Both organizations are crucial for sustaining global public health. They save millions of lives every year and doing significant work to prevent further collapse into global chaos. Less than 0.5% of our budget goes to that. Strong men like Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping praised the destruction of USAID, as did the leaders of Iran's theocracy. Motivated primarily by USAID's work to promote democracy, in fact, democracy and public health are intimately related. As I've written before, and the autocrats who serve personality disorders and particularly damaging to public health and human rights, as described in 2019 paper by Dr. Frederick Buerkle, who has worked with both the World Health Organization and USAID at high levels to prevent babies from dying. Babies! Born into the world, not being able to know anything. Human beings, not animals. We care more about animals than we do about human beings in this nation. It's just a fact. Humanity, what is it? Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. How you doing, man?
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of humans, a bunch of humans are getting kicked out of the Pentagon News Group, and NBC and a couple of other, you know, regular news outlets to be replaced with Bartlett and some other OAN and Newsmax. So, folks, he's creating the state TV network for you out there. Hope you like it. Hope all the my dumbbell friends, you know, that voted for him like state TV because that's what he's building. As far as humanity goes, could you imagine what a guy like Elon Musk could do in this country if he actually had some empathy and had some charity?
Oh, he could feed the world, man. You know, he could feed the world. He could save the world, you know. But he has no human core. He has no human core. So what does it gain a man to have and control the world and then have no spirit or no soul? Because the $400 billion that he has won't keep him here 1 second longer than for when his time comes. He can't use his wealth to say when his time comes, when the Grim Reaper knocks on his door, and the Grim Reaper will knock on his door like he does on every human's door, because we all have a time, including Elon Musk. So Brendan, you know, my thing is, he's blinded. He can't see. You know, I talked about the robber barons earlier. He's an extension of the robber barons. And so he lives his life as if, you know, he created himself, and that it doesn't have an end date.
I just wonder what, is going down. You know, the country's become so quick with our disasters. I think about the people in North Carolina and Florida that are still trying to recover from storms of months ago that we've already forgotten about. I sure hope people are still giving canned food and clothes and whatever they can give. I know they were building a lot of small homes for these folks down there. They were prefabs that just popped right up. They were really nice. They had a bathroom, a kitchen in them, a little living area. Gosh, if we could do that for some of our homeless vets and just put them in the right areas, that would be the greatest thing in the world.
Hey, Brendan, a man worth $400 billion could do it himself for pocket change. Do you hear me? That man, if he had any human qualities, he could do that himself. But he doesn't possess any human qualities. You know, it's his greed, man, you know. And you put him along with another greedy man. And then we head down the path that we're heading. Thank you very much for the call, Brendan. I will say to you all, with a church on every corner, a mosque, a synagogue, a temple in our nation, and even all over the world, what is humanity? I don't, you know, people go to these houses of worship and they worship. But you can't worship in any of those different edifices where humanity is not talked about as the number one topic of conversation. I don't care, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian. The number one topic is humanity. And so much as you have not done this unto the least of these, my people, you have not also done this unto me. Humanity. That's got to be first. Everything else is second. Never laugh at the man lying on the street, for his shoes just may fit your feet. There's lessons to be learned in all of that, if we're willing to listen. And, you know, what was that? We are the world. We are the children. We are the one to make the world a better place, so let's start giving. Hey, that's real. 855. And we can make it happen. 752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker.
You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy, and based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to what unfortunately is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go right to the phone lines. Bill from O'Connor. Bill, so why is it so hard for human beings? You know, we're only on this planet, and in the twinkling of an eye, we're gone. And so why is it so hard for us to understand why we are here, our purpose, and the difference we can make in the lives of other human beings? Sometimes it's only a kind word, right?
Right. So we have a part of our populace that can't comprehend the word humanitarianism. And if they could, we wouldn't have to be worried about where they're headed. But so many can't. So the next time Gary calls in or CJ, just ask them their definition of humanitarianism. Because I run these leadership groups, Christian leadership. That's a very big word in the divine world, humanitarianism. It means we think of somebody else. We take care of our brothers and sisters. And if we aren't in a position, if we really can't, if we've got nothing to offer, then reach up and we'll help you too. Well, but that's what humanitarianism has to be.
Well, let me say, Bill, we're always in a position to help somebody else because it's not monetary. Sometimes it's just a kind word. A person who's headed... You know, it's such a cruel and unforgiving world, and people are broken. And sometimes all it takes is to see a person who is struggling. And man, a pat on the back. Hey, man, it's going to be all right. It doesn't take money. It doesn't take things. The essence of who we are is not money. It's not things, right? I mean, the recesses of what's in you, in your heart, it gives us all the ability to care and feel. And the essence of who we are is in our hearts, is not in any of the other things.
Absolutely, Earl. I love to use the phrase, when I run into somebody who's got it rough, I'm going to say a prayer for you. And if I can, I'm going to check back and see how you're doing. That alone lifts so many people up to know that somebody out there is caring for them, wants them to end up in a better place. And like you said, it isn't monetary. It's just the act of showing you care about somebody. People believe you care, you're headed, I think, on the right direction.
You know, and we have a charge as human beings to uplift our brothers. Right? And so uplifting our brothers and sisters mean all of us. Humans, not Americans, but human beings. Man, we got to do a better job. And sometimes I know, Bill, this is tough medicine. I'm not saying it to make anybody feel bad. I hope that what I'm attempting to do is to enlighten some people, Bill. That's my whole purpose.
Absolutely, Earl. The more people we help, and I mean this to the people who doubt me, try it. You'll like it. You'll get what you receive back is such a feeling. Like working with God Touch Milwaukee and groups like that, those guys make you realize how blessed you are. So try it, people. You'll have a better day.
You know, Bill, I feel like the wealthiest man on earth. Every morning I get a chance to get up, and I wake up every morning. I don't wake myself up, but when I'm given the blessing of waking up, my goal from the time I wake up until the time I lay my head back down is to make a difference in the lives of other human beings. And I'll tell you something, money can't buy it. You could give me Elon Musk money, and it wouldn't make me feel any richer than I am for being a servant. And all of us have the ability to do that, man.
Well, Earl, you do a wonderful job in what you do, and I can say as your friend on the air, I know you're getting her done. I know you are.
Hey Bill, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. So thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate it. Could not do it without you. Just keep listening, because I'm going to be joined this week by the Governor Tony Evers, and also the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, in addition to many others. Tell somebody about this show, because we can't move forward until we tell somebody else. I love you guys listening, but tell somebody else about the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bott, Madnair on air. See you guys. Thank you, Calvin. See you guys on tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.